Well, we've been looking at different aspects of abortion as the right to one is being challenged through state laws. Today, abortion pills. Nearly a third of abortions in this country are now done with pills, what's called medication abortions, and more primary care doctors are learning how to provide them. Carrie Goldberg of member station WBUR reports.
Medication abortion is super safe, and there are actually very few medical contraindications to using the pills.
Dr. Honor McNaughton is training a room full of about 40 primary care providers on the basics of medication abortions, from counseling patients to follow-up.
Just like anything else we do in primary care, I'm starting it with open-ended questions. I understand that you had a positive pregnancy test. How can I best help you today?
The trainees in a suburban Boston classroom learn that medication abortions are approved for up to 10 weeks into a pregnancy, that they involve two types of pills the patients take. McNaughton runs through how to troubleshoot patients' concerns. For example, she explains that the pills bring on cramping and heavy bleeding that tend to last for several hours.
Then it lightens up, and it's more like a period or a light period for 9 to 14 days. So not like 5 to 7 normal period, 9 to 14 days on average. And that's normal. That's what we expect.
She's been doing these trainings for primary care providers in the Boston area for about a decade as part of a national nonprofit called the Reproductive Health Access Project. But this spring's was the biggest by far, she says, double the usual size, against the backdrop of new restrictions on abortion in some states and at the federal level. McNaughton sees two reasons.
One, reaction to what's happening nationally, but also as there are more and more folks who are trained in Massachusetts. People tell their friends. And so we are seeing some of our community just growing.
That's happening nationally as well. In April, an article in the New England Journal of Medicine argued that recent restrictions on abortion make it imperative for more primary care providers to offer medication abortions.
1 in 4 women will have an abortion in their lifetime, and yet 90% of women live in a U.S. county without an abortion provider.
Dr. Jessica Beeman from UC San Francisco co-authored that journal article.
And so that, for me, highlights how common abortion is and how important it is to provide abortion care as a part of routine primary care to not only destigmatize abortion, but expand access.
Lisa Maldonado from the Reproductive Health Access Project says primary care training is key, even in states like Massachusetts, where support for abortion rights is strong.
Maybe people will be coming to Massachusetts from other states where it's not going to be available. And to be able to have more access in Massachusetts or in states like that is important.
Maldonado's nonprofit has built up a network of 3,000 primary care providers interested in medication abortions. They're drawing on a huge primary care pool, an estimated 200,000 doctors plus their support staffs. Restrictions aside, some of the biggest barriers for primary care abortions can be practical, like stocking one of the drugs, mifepristone, which can't just be dispensed with a prescription. At the training, Dr. Aaron Hoffman recalls that it took about 2 years to bring medication abortions to Mass General Hospital, where he's a primary care physician.
It wasn't because of any kind of ideological resistance. It was just because it hadn't been previously done, really. So it was really just purely a logistical matter, which in healthcare is the case for anything.
But there is also ideological resistance, as McNaughton acknowledges to the class.
So why aren't we all doing this yet? The harder piece is getting the rest of the folks in your clinic on board to do it. And it can take a long time.
And some staffers may never be okay with it. Dr. Carrie Pound is a pediatrician and on the board of Massachusetts Citizens for Life. She says medication abortions may appeal to some doctors because they take effect in the privacy of a patient's home.
But I do think at the end of the day, most physicians are a little uncomfortable with abortion because we go into medicine to really support life and patient health. And at the end of the day, there is a life that's being ended.
And she says some would object even to working in a practice where medication abortions are offered.
And I think, as myself, a pro-life physician, that would be very difficult for me to think that my patients may go over to another doctor in order to obtain an abortion would probably be a deal breaker for me to work in that practice, to be honest.
On the other end of the spectrum are trainees like Zoe Gordon, a medical resident who plans to become a primary care physician and offer medication abortions to her patients. She's from Ohio, one of the states that have recently passed abortion restrictions.
Part of my drive to get this not only knowledge but also practical information is to be able to provide it to people who don't have to drive across a state to get this very simple and really relatively safe therapeutic treatment.
Currently, it's estimated that less than 1% of all abortions are done in primary care settings. But Dr. Honor McNaughton says it's hard to know what's happening under the radar, because when a woman comes to a primary care office for an abortion, nobody except the staff has to know that's why she's there. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.